Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 22nd, 2020, after several months of struggle to obtain his dual citizenship, Canadian-born Neil Young finally becomes an American citizen. He celebrates the event by posting a video on his Instagram singing, "I'm proud to be a Canadian," to the tune of "God Bless the USA," while waving miniature flags of both countries. Young entered the U.S. illegally in 1966, driving a Pontiac hearse. On this day in 2015, a red Mosrite guitar, once owned and used by punk rocker Johnny Ramone, sells at an auction for $72,000. On this day in 2001, Chubby Checker guests on Fox TV's Ally McBeal. On this day in 1991, 23 years after it was released in America, the LP Elvis Gold Records is made available in China on cassette only. On this day in 1984, Barry Manilow sings the national anthem at Super Bowl XVIII. On this day in 1982, Tommy Tucker, who wrote High Heel Sneakers and many other R&B hits, is overcome by carbon tetrachloride and dies while finishing floors at his home. He is 48. On this day in 1977, Peter Green, who had earlier left Fleetwood Mac, is institutionalized after firing a pistol in the general direction of a delivery boy who was attempting to deliver a $30,000 royalty check. Green had renounced rock and roll in 1970 and didn't want the money. He later worked as a hospital porter and grave digger. On this day, January 22, 1973, a band called Climax has the number 3 song in the USA with Precious and Few. The group's lead singer, Sonny Gerace, was the former vocalist of what group, who scored a Billboard Top 100 hit in January 1966? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, January 22nd, 1973, a band called Climax has the number 3 song of the Billboard Hot 100 with Precious and Few. The group's lead singer, Sonny Gerace, was the former vocalist of The Outsiders, who went to number 1 in 1966 with Time Won't Let Me.
long.